Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Everybody, Nick DiGilio here, 720 WGN. You all know that theme. That, of course, is the theme from the one and only Svengoolie. And, yeah, and it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Yes, our good friend Rich Coase, you can see Svengoolie every Saturday night at 9 o'clock on MeTV. And it's always, you know, great to have Rich on the show, and any excuse to get him on is always great. And since he's doing a Godzilla month, a whole month of Godzilla movies, we thought it would be great to just have Rich come on, just chat, catch up, and talk about Godzilla. And so let's welcome Rich to the show. Hey, Rich.
Should we be speaking in dubbed voices? Oh, Nick DiGilio.
Yeah, well, people don't know it, but our lips are not matching what we're saying right now. They can't
well,
see
at
us.
This hour, it usually is like that anyway.
That's true. How you doing, Rich?
I'm good. How are you, Nick?
I'm good. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Sure. Always happy to talk to you.
You check out Svengoolie.com. We have a link on our Facebook page to all the good stuff. It's Facebook.com/Nick D Show. So the Godzilla thing, Rich, when did you come up with the idea for February being Godzilla month?
Well, last year, actually, we were talking about this, and my boss, Neil Saban, has been trying to get hold of some of these Godzilla movies for quite a while because, quite honestly, Nick, people are always asking, when are you going to show Godzilla movies? And we've shown King Kong versus Godzilla a couple times.
Right.
And he finally managed to get a bunch of these, and he said, how about we do a whole month? And I was like, well, sure, I'd love that. I said, I always wonder when we do a full month of something, no matter what it is. We've done that, like, with The Mummy and Creature from the Black Lagoon. I always wonder if there's people who don't like it, if it's going to, like, drive them away for a whole month.
Yeah. Well, I don't see that being the case at all, especially for Godzilla. You know, I mean, the Godzilla fans out there, you know, myself being one of them, when I heard that you were doing a full month of Godzilla, I mean, I DVR your show every week anyway. So
I know you've told me that before.
Yeah. And so no matter what the film is, I watch, but I was very excited to hear that you were going to show some Godzilla, I loved. And so the first one that you showed was last Saturday, you showed Godzilla King of the Monsters, the classic.
Yeah, that was basically the Americanized original, mm-hmm. And that means that originally it was all, you know, Japanese footage, but for America, they were worried that, you know, us stupid Americans would not be able to relate to the entire Asian cast, and so they actually shot a bunch of scenes with Raymond Burr as an American reporter who was, you know, reporting on the whole situation with Godzilla, and they went to the extent of having doubles that they shot from the back for characters that were in the original movie in Japan, and just so that we would relate to the other characters.
Right. Because if anybody, we can relate to anybody, it's Raymond Burr.
Yeah, certainly. Wheel me over to that window, Paul. Yeah,
exactly. You know, I also love the fact that it was a great show, too. I mean, you know, it was fun to see the movie, but the stuff that you do, it was great. And but I love the fact that you did let everybody know that it takes a pretty long time for Godzilla to show up in that one.
Yeah, and the other thing that's really interesting to me about that first one is that compared to a lot of the later ones, it is so incredibly dead serious.
Yeah.
And, you know, and very, at times, really heart-rending to see some of the action that takes place in it. And it's really what established Godzilla as, you know, the scary monster, which later on, you know, he kind of lightened up and was doing more pro-wrestling moves and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the tone of that one is very serious. And it was, you know, as you talked about on the show, it was a reaction to Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yeah, exactly. And it was much more in the original Japanese version you know, talking about the dangers of nuclear bombs and nuclear testing. And that was not hit as heavily in the Americanized version.
Right, right. And it's funny because I was, you know, as a kid growing up, I watched, you know, Godzilla movies on TV all the time. And Godzilla was one of my favorite things ever. And I, as the movies progressed, you're right, they got sillier and sillier. And I always loved when Godzilla would celebrate after, like, you know, beating up an opponent. Like if he kicks one of the bad guys and then just like kind of does a little celebratory dance.
Yeah, he kind of does the little arm movement thing, and he's kind of like, yeah, I'm cool. That's right.
Yeah. I got to say this, Rich, before we preview the next three Godzilla movies that you're showing in the month of February, I have to say this. I saw, you know, I follow you on social media as well. Mm-hmm. And I saw that, you know, you know when you do the, it's one of my favorite things that you do every show, Rich, is when you highlight the cast members and mm-hmm. and talk about, you know, their history and some of the other movies that they did and all this stuff. And I noticed on Facebook that someone complained because you did James Wong. And I got to tell you this. This is so funny, Rich. So you talked about James Wong, who provided voiceover for the original Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about James Wong, and in the show, you talked about his you know, his past work, and you mentioned the Seinfeld episode where he's like the maitre d',
right?
And
yeah.
At the Chinese restaurant, and then I saw that people were complaining that you didn't mention Lo Pan from Big Trouble in Little China,
yeah.
And then you reply, well, we can't do the whole guy's resume, but I got to tell you something, Rich. When I was watching it Saturday night. And you didn't mention Lo Pan. I was like, why the hell didn't he mention Lo Pan? And then we were talking about on the show yesterday morning, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking, there's a regular caller who calls in all the time. His name is Patrick, and he's a massive Godzilla fan.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, he watched Saturday night. And we were talking about it on the air. I'm like, yeah, wasn't it great? He's like, yeah, it was great. He said, I don't understand why he didn't mention Lo Pan. And I say, it's us Big Trouble in Little China fans, Rich. We've got, you know, we have a big connection to that one.
I was going to mention his cousin, Peter Pan. But
hello.
No, you know, that's something that happens quite often.
Oh, yeah.
Is, you know, because we just mentioned a few of the roles. And, you know, many times I guess I'll miss a role that was somebody's favorite. And not get that in there.
Yeah.
You know, to me, one of the main ones was the Seinfeld thing. And also
the Eddie Murphy one and the Kung Fu Panda. And, you know, and that stuff. That's that makes sense. It's just that there's a, I don't know. Are you aware of how insane Big Trouble in Little China fans are, Rich?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yes. One of my brothers is actually a big fan of that movie as well.
Yeah,
I know all about it.
Yeah, I had I screened it a couple of years ago for my mm-hmm. film club.
Yeah.
And people came in costume. I was like, you know, because Rich, when that movie came out in 86, it bombed.
Oh, right,
it completely bombed. And now 30 years later, people are suddenly like, yeah, it's one of the greatest movies ever made. Well, where were you 30 years ago when it almost ended John Carpenter's career?
But, see, again, I think it's one of those things that, thanks to cable television and the cable movie channels, it really got ingrained in people. That's happened with quite a few, I think. You're right. And I apologize now to all the Lo Pan fans out there. I can't hit them all.
Right.
And occasionally I will lapse and not hit one of the favorite roles. I'm sorry.
Okay, but I just found it really amusing that, you know, like, I saw that on your Facebook page, and then I thought that exactly, and then we get a phone call from a guy last night who was like, where's Lo Pan? It was just like, we're such geeks, Rich.
Oh, that's okay.
All right.
It's my fault, I'm sorry.
All right, Rich, hang on, okay?
Sure.
All right, Rich Coase is with us. He's the best. Svengoolie airs every Saturday night at 9 o'clock on MeTV. That's how I spend my Saturday nights, man, and it is Godzilla month for February, and we're going to preview all the Godzilla movies. Plus, we got other things to talk about with Rich as well. And we'll take a break for the news, and after the news, more Svengoolie here on 720 WGN.
Oh,
Yeah. A little Blue Oyster Cult for you on a Wednesday morning. Wild Card Wednesday, by the way. That'll begin in a little bit. Get your requests in now, 312-981-7200 for Wild Card Wednesday. That's any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200. And we're playing Godzilla because my guest is Rich Kos, a.k.a. Sven Gulli. There's a theme month for the show this month, and it's all Godzilla movies. Every Saturday night at 9 o'clock through the month of February, you can see Godzilla movies, and that's an awesome thing, and it's a great excuse to get Rich back on the show. Hi, Rich.
Nick, I have to tell you,
yeah.
People have been sending me files of the Blue Oyster Cult song, one after another, after another, after another. The only thing that I've gotten more of lately is the clip that's been on the internet of the horse squeaking the rubber chicken.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've gotten that any number of times. I don't need it anymore. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Rich, you know, I mean, you're so closely associated with the rubber chicken.
Yes, yeah. I know.
And then how did that start for people who might not know?
It's you know, basically, you got to remember that rubber chickens were an old vaudeville prop.
Right.
And when my mentor, the original Sven Gulli, Jerry G. Bishop, went on TV and was doing his stuff on video as opposed to at first when it was just, you know, voiceover stuff.
Yeah.
He thought it would be funny to have something thrown at him when he'd do a bad joke.
Right.
Much like in the old vaudeville theaters when, you know, somebody would you know, do something bad or bomb or something, people would throw vegetables
right,
at him.
Right, right.
You know, Rotten Tomatoes, as the website got its name from.
Yeah.
And he thought, well, that's a little messy. We'll never be able to clean up the set. So he thought, why not take this old goofy prop, the rubber chicken, and just have people throw tons of them at him. And yeah. I have just continued with that tradition.
There you go. And I've been a chicken thrower. I have been.
Yes, you have. And rather well, I must say.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the Godzilla movies here. And then we have to talk a little bit about how the Saturday morning broadcast on the CIU. Let's talk about this first. What happened? You didn't get the rights. You don't have the rights to rebroadcast the Godzilla films on your Saturday morning rebroadcast.
Well, what happened is when the deal was made with the distributor, it was made strictly for the network.
Oh, I see.
And unfortunately, nobody told me or the other guys working on the show that that was the case.
Uh-huh.
We had no idea. So when I sent out my newsletter on the first of the month, it listed for, you know, the upcoming Saturdays, it would be the rebroadcast, because normally whatever show I run on MeTV on Saturday night, the following Saturday in Chicago in the viewing area, you can see it again on our sister station, WCIU.
Right.
However, this time around, we can't do that, which we just found out. So instead, we're plugging in, we had a backup group of Universal movies that were scheduled. And it's funny because the one for this Saturday is The Monster and the Girl, which just so happens to include the segments from the talk show we did at Flashback Weekend a few years ago with Robert Englund and his complete Freddy Krueger makeup.
Right. That was so much fun.
Yeah. And I'm sure you know, and your listeners probably know about it too, that the Flashback folks are working with Robert to actually put together a documentary about it.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I'm very, very flattered that Robert said he wanted to use some of the segments that we did together in the documentary because he thought they turned out so well.
That's great. Yeah, I had my film club last night, Rich,
mm-hmm.
Tuesday night, and I showed the great John Cusack movie, Say Anything.
Yeah, was Lopan in that one?
No, Lopan. But you know, Mike is one of the guys that works over at the Movie Co. Theater
mm-hmm.
For his regular job outside of running the Flashback Weekend. And we talked about it last night. We talked about the documentary and everything. And that, and it turns out that now people can see that the footage this Saturday morning at 11.
Yeah, in the Chicago area, we get that show, and it just happens to be a coincidence that was the one that was scheduled as the backup for that weekend.
And Monster and the Girl, tell everybody real quickly about that one.
Oh, it's a very strange early, it was 30s, I believe, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And a guy has his brain, he's about to go to the electric chair, and a scientist gives him the offer of, you know, removing his brain and putting it into a gorilla. And so he does. And the thing that's odd about it is the gorilla retains some of his memories and starts to get revenge against the actual gangsters who you know, framed him.
Right.
It's a very bizarre movie.
So that's The Monster and the Girl. That's your rebroadcast for Saturday, the 11th. At 11
mm-hmm. And then in subsequent weeks, we have, like, Evil of Frankenstein, the beloved Caruso, Beast of the Amazon.
That movie rules, Rich.
Yes, and then the 1935 Raven mm-hmm. with Bela Lugosi.
So. Right. So those are the ones that are taking Godzilla's place.
Yeah.
Evil of Frankenstein on the 18th. Caruchu, the Beast of the Amazon on the 25th, and then Raven on the 4th.
Yes, sir.
All right, great. All right, well, let's talk about Godzilla Raids again. We're back to the regular broadcast that's on MeTV Saturday nights at 9, and this Saturday night, the 11th, Godzilla Raids again.
Yeah, and this was the sequel to the original Godzilla, which was kind of put together in a rush in Japan, because the first movie was so popular, they thought, well, we've got to take advantage of this right away. And they put this movie together. One of the things that they didn't think of, though, was, and I'm sorry to give a spoiler here, that at the end of the original Godzilla movie, they had killed him.
Yes!
All that was left were bones.
That's right.
but they thought, okay, well, how do we do this? So they thought that a Godzilla was a type of species of this sort of prehistoric reptile. And because at first they were worried that people would go, well, wait a minute, excuse me, but he died. It was they called the monster Gigantus. Mm-hmm. And its original title was Gigantus the Fire Monster.
Okay.
But the bottom line is, you know, when they released it later on to video, maybe in the 80s, I think, Toho Studios demanded that they change the title to Godzilla Raids Again.
Okay. Oh.
And one of the weird things about it is, at least in the print that we got, and I guess it's common with a lot of the American prints of it, some of the footage is really dark. You can't see it very well. We've done whatever we can to try to make it a little better. But
is there any reason for that, or does anybody have an explanation for it?
I haven't found one yet.
Wow.
So I don't know.
Godzilla
maybe,
Raids
maybe,
Again.
Maybe, you know, Gigantus was, you know, a night creature.
A night creature. Let's talk a little. Can you talk a little bit about the guy in the suit? Because there were a couple of guys that would.
Yeah, in the first movie, there were like three different people who were actually in the suit.
Yeah.
But there's one guy who was really the man who was constantly in the suit, Haruo Nakajima, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And he was in a lot of the giant monster suits. He was also in Rodan. He was in that suit. And I learned that, too, because actually coming up in the near future, we will also run, as we call it, Rodan. But in the movie, they refer to him as Rodan.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, he was in the suit, and it was in the first movie, especially, very difficult to move around.
Yeah,
because it was very heavy, and you know, obviously, he could not see real well because his head is like, you know, in the middle of Godzilla's neck.
Right, right.
But he was the guy that pretty much was the man who was in them from the beginning all the way through, I want to say, to into the 80s.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, he was like sort of the main dude inside the suit. You know, it's funny because, like, as you mentioned in the first Godzilla King of the Monsters. First of all, I do want to mention that you did. It was funny every single time they referred to him. His character's name is Steve Martin.
Uh-huh. Yes. Raymond Burr's character, the reporter, is Steve Martin.
Right.
And we keep waiting for him to go, excuse me.
Yeah. You guys did some good bits regarding that. But the thing is, as you mentioned, it takes a little while for Godzilla to show up. But the last 40 minutes of that movie is just all destruction.
Yes. And that's part of what makes it seem so desolate and heartrending. Because, you know, here are people, they've got, you know, this footage of hospitals just overloaded with people and just crying and, you know, just these buildings that are completely rubble. And even Steve Martin, our hero there, is, you know, in really bad shape.
Yeah.
He's in a hospital bed.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was so much fun to watch. Okay, so Godzilla raids again. You got anything special planned for that happening on that show, Rich?
Well, I don't like to reveal everything.
Okay,
we've got the usual shtick stuff in there.
Okay,
and you know the thing is, we shot it a few weeks back, and I don't remember.
All right, I'm sure it's going to be great.
Well, I hope so.
All right. And then the following week, on Saturday the 18th, one of my favorites, Godzilla versus Mothra.
Yes, also known as Mothra versus Godzilla, right. Also known as Godzilla versus The Thing, which was the original title of it.
Mm.
And it's funny because I guess they felt that in the previous movie, that was King Kong versus Godzilla. And they thought, okay, in this last one, he was fighting this huge giant ape. Perhaps it will be a little disconcerting and people won't believe it if, you know, Godzilla is battling something that would be distracted by your porch light, giant moth.
Yeah.
And the posters for the movie even, you know, they've got like a big thing over that says, you know, oh, beware of this terrible monster. And there's like tentacles going around the sign and things like that. And there's no tentacles. It wasn't exactly truth in advertising.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
But you've got Godzilla, you've got Mothra, you've got the two little fairies, the peanuts who sing to Mothra.
I love them. I love them so much. They're so great.
Yeah, and we've got something that we shot several years ago with in which we talked to their modern-day version of these girls.
Yeah.
And so we brought that back because it was a fun
bit. That's cool. Oh, by the way, we didn't mention, you know, on the broadcast of Godzilla, King of the Monsters, Jamie Farr, how much fun was that?
That was so cool. First of all, what a terrific guy.
Uh-huh.
Very, very nice guy. We've kept in touch, and, you know, we've become friends, which is very flattering.
Yeah,
to me.
He's great.
But he was in because he's been doing a lot of promos and stuff for us for MeTV, and we asked him, you know, would you mind, you know, doing this bit? And he was like, are you kidding? I watch your show every week.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was. It was so cool. And he had so many great stories, and he was telling me about how he actually worked with a lot of the folks who show up in those Universal movies that we show.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So it was very impressive to hear a lot of the stories that he had about them. But, yeah, and he was great, and he was more than happy to play along with everything.
Yeah, so, and it was very funny. It was very funny. Yeah, that's great. Great stuff. Okay, Rich, hang on, okay?
Yes.
All right, we got some more Godzilla to talk about and more. And again, you can check out Sven Gulli every Saturday night at 9 o'clock on MeTV, and it's rebroadcast on Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock on the sister station WCIU. But the Godzilla movies will not be rebroadcast. They're going to show different movies instead, and we'll talk a little bit more about that as well. But the Godzilla month continues. You can go to svengulli.com for more information, and we have a link on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. All right, take a break. We come back more with Rich Kohs right after this.
Godzilla trying to catch the train is wrong. Godzilla put the burn on old King Kong. Godzilla's a bad example for these folks. They don't realize that these two guys are really jokes. They're thinking breathing fire is cool, so now they hit the smokes. You knock it off. That King Kong, he first showed up while these two fools are on safari. Face hugger from Alien will get turned to calamari.
There you go. Always one of the highlights of the Sven Gulli broadcast are the songs. No question about it. And that was from a broadcast of Godzilla versus King Kong from years ago that Rich did. You remember that one, Rich?
Yes, I do. And actually, I'm amazed at how much people really love that movie.
Yeah.
It's funny because originally it was going to be kind of stop motion animation, and that ended up being just so unwieldy that there's maybe, I want to say, 10 seconds worth of actual stop motion in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it is the usual guys in suits.
Guys in suits,
And people have said that the King Kong in that movie, his face actually kind of resembles Homer Simpson. Ooh, donuts. King Kong distracted.
Distracted by donuts. Look at that. You got one villain distracted by donuts and another distracted by a porch light.
Think of it.
That's amazing.
There's our first line of defense.
There it is. Gentlemen. Now, can you tell, you know, I know you're not showing Godzilla versus King Kong because you did just recently as part of Godzilla Month, but that had a different ending in America.
No, actually, that's not true.
Oh, it's not? I thought Godzilla won in Japan and King Kong won in America or something?
No, that's a very popular rumor. In actuality, King Kong won in both versions.
Oh.
But at the end of it, you hear the Godzilla roar, meaning that Godzilla survived, even though supposedly King Kong, quote, killed him.
Right.
So, in other words, he still survived. But no, that's a very popular rumor, and we did our research on it and found out not true.
Well, I'm glad I brought that up.
Well, see, you've uncovered another mystery.
That's exactly from Robert Stack right here.
Do you have a trench coat? Really?
All right. So on the so this week is Godzilla Raids again.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, the 18th, is Godzilla versus Mothra. Mm-hmm. And then to wrap it all up on the 25th, Godzilla's Revenge. Tell us about Godzilla's Revenge.
Probably one of the strangest Godzilla movies ever made.
Boy, that's really saying something then, Rich.
Yeah, well, if you've never seen it, you'll figure that out. It's really bizarre because a lot of it takes place in the imagination of a young Japanese boy. And it includes Godzilla's son, who appeared in Son of Godzilla,
yes.
Of course. Except in this one, he kind of talks in a cartoony voice like this. Okay. And, of course, there's a lesson for each and every one of us about bullying in it, too. But there's loads of different monsters in it. And it's funny because this little Japanese boy is constantly, you know, one of them shows up and he rattles off the name real quickly. Oh, that's so-and-so.
Yeah.
And I'm like, boy, kid, he must be an expert.
That's outstanding. Yeah, I
and
can't.
It's got like this odd tie-in with like two bank robbers. And you'll certainly enjoy this one.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember that one. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I don't think it runs very often. But
yeah.
It's one of those ones that some people say, you know, worst Godzilla movie ever.
I see.
So okay. You'll have to watch and judge for yourself on that one.
So all the low pan freaks are going to come out and get mad.
Low class, maybe. But
hello. Hello. Yeah. Godzilla's Revenge. Now, do we know how many Godzilla movies were made? I mean, come on.
Quite honestly, I have no idea, but I do know that, you know, they just keep making them.
Yeah.
And they, again, it's gone from, you know, the very serious to when the Toho Studios decided that, you know, they thought that the Godzilla movies really were children's fare. So that's when they started to make it a little more goofy and him doing more of the silly expressions. They made him look friendlier.
Yeah.
And they had him doing the like wrestling moves and such. And then it's progressed. And as time went on, then he became a more fearsome beast again.
Right. I saw the last one that Toho produced. They released it I saw it at the Music Box,
mm-hmm.
And from last year, and it's the biggest film in the history of Japan. And it was dark. It was not goofy at all, and it was great. It was,
yeah, see, and that's it. You know, and again, it feels like those earliest movies.
Yeah.
Where, you know, here was this huge creature and just causing so much destruction.
I will say this, Rich. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think they still continue with him kind of, you know, facing off against other giant monsters,
mm-hmm.
in a lot of them. But again, you know, it isn't like he's, you know, everybody's pal.
Right.
As he was in those middle years.
The American remake from a couple of years ago, I thought was great. And it was, you know, Godzilla battling these other beasts, but Godzilla not necessarily a good guy. And at the end, he just goes off into the water.
Yeah, and I keep hearing that they're making a sequel to
they
that.
Are. Yes, yeah. Yeah, it was great. If you haven't seen it, Rich, it's really, really good.
That's the one with Bryan Cranston?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I have not had the chance to see it. I'd like to see it.
Yeah, it's really terrific. The guy who directed it directed Rogue One, the Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's really, really good. I do want to mention, you know, how you said that, you know, the Godzilla movies got sillier and he was, you know, more friendly looking and stuff. In the latest Godzilla movie, the one that I saw at the Music Box,
mm-hmm.
A few months ago, longest tail in Godzilla history.
Really?
Like his tail was just taking out buildings, just because it's wagging and it's taking out like tons of buildings. It was the longest tail that Godzilla has ever had.
Oh, well, you know, in these early ones, he does that a lot, too.
Yeah.
But his tail isn't exceptionally long, so.
Yeah, this one is just ridiculous. It was the first thing I noticed. Like, look how long Godzilla's tail is.
It's more like an iguana tail.
Yeah,
kind of?
It's massive.
Wow.
It's massive, and it takes out miles of buildings.
Oh, so, my gosh.
So you were talking about how Godzilla gets cute and everything, and you mentioned that that when we see Godzilla's, that crazy Godzilla's Revenge movie, which I'm so excited about, Rich. is that you mentioned Godzilla's son, and I always adored, even as a kid, I thought it was hilarious when he was trying to do the flames out of his mouth, and he would just do like the smoke ring.
Yes, exactly. And the only way to get him to really give the full blast was like to stomp on his tail. which happened in Son of Godzilla and also happens in this upcoming Godzilla's Revenge.
Godzilla's
movie.
Revenge. Okay, so Godzilla Raids Again is this Saturday, 9 o'clock on MeTV. Mm-hmm. Godzilla versus Mothra next Saturday and Godzilla's Revenge on the 25th. Do you guys have anything else coming up, the plans for some of the other movies that you're going to be showing?
Well, you know, we've still got more from the same distributor. In April, we'll have Rodin, whichever you prefer,
okay.
The famous sculptor who made The Thinker.
That's right.
But also we'll have coming up Ghidra.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a one of those movies, but Gargoyles. Do you remember that?
Oh, Bernie Casey, Jennifer Salt. I love that movie.
That's going to be coming up later in the year. And in the fall, I believe we have even one of those sort of, you know, Muscle Man Hercules type ones from Italy.
Awesome.
Which, you know, I'm not quite sure how they fit in. According to one of my bosses, they said, well, there's a monster in it. So, okay.
Good
enough for me.
Now, is it one of the, one of the Lou Ferrigno ones?
No. Oh. This is like from the, I believe the 60s, the sort of Gordon Scott and Steve Reeves type era.
Okay, gotcha. You know, Gargoyles, I remember, you know, because that's a made-for-TV movie.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I remember vividly seeing that movie when I was a kid and being really freaked out. And because, I mean, seriously, that was like in 71 or something. And so I was like 6 years old when I first saw it. And the makeup in that movie is extraordinary, especially for the time period.
Yeah, it is. It was, I think, on CBS, if I remember correctly.
I think you're right, yeah.
And that's another movie that people ask me about all the time. Are you ever going to get that? And we're really happy that we're going to be able to bring that, too.
Wow, it's going to be great. Rich, you know, I love your show, man. I love it so much, and I you know, you're one of my favorite people in the world.
It's always so nice of you, Nick, and it's just so kind of you to always, you know, promote what we're doing. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's great stuff, man. And so Godzilla Month continues, and this Saturday Godzilla Raids Again, and then it'll continue throughout the month. Rich, always a pleasure, man. Anytime you want to come back on, I would love to have you on.
Thank you so much. It's always great to talk to you, Nick, and I know I'll be seeing you along the way here.
And we'll definitely see you at Flashback for sure.
Yeah, I hear that's going to be really big. Robert Englund coming back again.
Yep, they're planning on doing like kind of a Nightmare on Elm Street reunion.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I'll get to do something with him again because he was just terrific.
He's great. It'll be his sixth appearance at Flashback.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's one of the best guests ever, he'll be his sixth appearance. I'll see you for sure in August, maybe before. Okay, Rich?
All right, Nick, great to talk to
Thanks,
you.
Buddy. Take care.
Okay.
Okay, Rich Coase, everybody, who is just awesome. He is Svengoolie, and you can check out Svengoolie.com for more information. We have a link on our Facebook page. Godzilla Month continues every Saturday at 9, a different Godzilla movie on MeTV. All right, we'll take a break here for the news on 720 WGN.